You ever watch an NBA game and just, marvel at the skill, then you think, what kind of training actually goes into that? Feels like this closely guarded secret, locked away just for the absolute elite. But what if there was a way to maybe peek behind that curtain to get access to those same training principles?
Yeah, that's really the core question that drove NDA performance coach Mike Guevara. People know him as Coach Mike G and creative producer Hedaya Turner. That's why they created GBG Hoops. They've essentially taken the methods used by, top-tier pros and kind of distilled them into an app anyone can access.
Exactly. And this isn't just like another fitness app with vague promises. We're talking about the actual frameworks, the exercises that help make some of the best players in the world who they are. And now it's available to, anyone serious about getting better, aspiring players, coaches, trainers. And what makes this deep dive really interesting isn't just the app itself, cool as it is. It's the story of how they actually launched it successfully, how they went from being this known training brand to a scalable mobile platform.
Right. And a really critical piece of that puzzle was their partnership with App Guardians. They're a full-service app marketing agency. They really specialize in, not just launching apps, but making sure they actually get traction, sustainable growth, especially in today's crowded market.
So App Guardians wasn't just like a hired gun for one specific thing. Their involvement sounds pretty comprehensive, covered everything from the groundwork of making the app discoverable, that App Store optimization, ASO thing, all the way to running paid ads, keeping users hooked after the download, and even setting up smart email strategies.
Exactly. So our goal today is to really, dissect how GBG Hoops worked with App Guardians, how they navigated all the complexities of the app world to pull off such a successful launch. We'll be digging into the specific tactics and the thinking behind them. Should be pretty valuable insights for anyone looking to launch or, grow a mobile app.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Starting with something that maybe doesn't sound super glamorous, but is just vital. App Store optimization, ASO. It's all about making sure, like when someone searches basketball training, your app actually pops up, right?
Precisely. And GBG Hoops made a really smart move here. They prioritized ASO with App Guardians months before the app even launched. That gave them a huge head start building that organic foundation. On both iOS and Google Play, it's often underestimated in that first rush, but it's how people actually find you without ads.
Yeah, makes sense. And it wasn't just about like sprinkling in a few keywords, was it? I'm guessing there were some pretty basic technical steps right from the get-go.
Oh, absolutely. They started by making sure all the core technical bits were right, like a prime example, making sure they had the correct Android bundle ID. Now, that might sound like jargon, but think of it like the app's unique address in the Google Play Store. If that address is wrong, your mail's never getting delivered right. Getting those details right is step one, just to even get listed and found.
Okay, gotcha. So technical groundwork laid. Then comes the job of describing the app so people actually want it when they find it. That's the metadata strategy. What did that look like?
Yeah, App Guardians went deep here. Started with really thorough competitor research, keyword analysis, used, the top ASO tools. The key was finding not just high-volume keywords, or the popular ones, but also terms with lower competition. So, like, basketball workouts might be super competitive, but maybe they found something like vertical jump training for guards had decent volume, but fewer apps targeting it.
Ah, finding those niches.
Exactly. Capture a specific motivated audience. This detailed info then shaped how they wrote everything people see in the store listing. The app name, subtitle, keyword field on iOS, title, short description, long description on Google Play. It's all about using the exact language your potential users are searching with.
Right. So you've got the words to get found. But then once they land on your listing, those screenshots, they're the first visual hit. Must be huge for deciding whether to download or not.
Oh, absolutely critical. That's what we call visual conversion rate optimization, or CRO. App Guardians gave GBG Hoops a full screenshot brief, like detailed guidelines. They even mocked up examples. The goal wasn't just nice pictures. It was crafting a visual story, show the value, build trust. So they strategically showed off the pro athletes, like Fred VanVleet using it, used clear messages like train with the pros, custom workouts, kept the design consistent, modern. They also educated GBG Hoops on best practices for their specific category, looked at competitors, set benchmarks.
So basically, App Guardians handed them a playbook for making those visuals convert people.
Pretty much, yeah. And crucially, The ASO work didn't just stop at launch. App Guardians kept managing it post-launch.
Yeah.
Tracking performance, watching keyword ranks, tweaking things based on real data and user searches. It's, you know, an ongoing process, constant refinement.
And the results from all that detailed ASO work, they were pretty remarkable, weren't they? Those numbers were kind of eye-opening.
They really were.
Yeah.
Just in the first 4 months on iOS, a massive 7,496% increase in visibility and search results. Plus, they ranked for 73 keywords. 16 in the top 10, 5 actually hit number 1. Hmm. And their conversion rate, people seeing the listing then downloading, was 3 times the industry average.
Wow, 3 times.
Yeah, and over on Google Play, in the first 3 months, 5,608% visibility growth. Ranked for 74 keywords, 9 in the top 10, 2 at number 1. And significantly, they hit number 4 for basketball training. Super competitive term.
That really shows what good ASO can do for organic growth.
No question.
So they built this really strong foundation for organic discovery, people finding them naturally. But to really hit the accelerator, gain serious momentum, you need to look beyond just organic, right? That's where paid media comes in.
Precisely. You need to amplify your reach, bring in users who might not find you through search alone. So GBG Hoops engaged App Guardians for a 6-month paid media program, focused mainly on iOS meta ads, Facebook, Instagram. What was really smart, I think, was their sprint approach. Instead of just like a steady drip of ad spend, they timed their big pushes with key moments in the basketball calendar, when interest in training naturally spikes.
That makes total sense. Ride those waves of interest. Tell me more about how they timed those sprints. What were the key periods?
Okay, so the first sprint ran November through January. They targeted Black Friday Cyber, Monday Buzz, New Year's Fitness Goals, and also the hype around the first NBA Cup. Uh-huh. That first push led to a 70% lift in iOS installs right after launch.
Nice start.
Yeah. Then Sprint 2 was March and April, timed perfectly with March Madness excitement and when a lot of players start thinking about off-season training. That one resulted in a 116% jump in iOS installs, and they figured about 60% of those came directly from the paid ads.
Huge impact.
Definitely. The last and longest sprint was June to August. That's peak global basketball offseason. Everyone's grinding, focused on getting better. So by aligning with these natural peaks and valleys, they hit their audience when they were most receptive.
So it wasn't just spending money on ads, it was spending it smartly when it mattered most. What about the ads themselves, the creative? Showing up isn't enough, they have to actually work.
Absolutely. Creative is key. App Guardians provided a lot of support there. They developed a strategic creative playbook, had scripting tips, a structure for hooks, value props, clear calls to action. They also created different versions for A-B testing, see what messages, what visuals resonated best.
Smart. Testing is crucial.
Yep. And they tied creative recommendations back to that basketball seasonality we talked about. Plus, gave ongoing feedback on production, performance insights, always tweaking.
So what were the bottom line results from these paid campaigns, the timed sprints, the smart creative?
Really strong results. They saw a 50% jump in in-app purchases during campaign periods. So the users they acquired were actually spending money.
That's the goal.
Right. Their cost per install, CPI, was really efficient. Got as low as $1.49 average between $1.50 and $2. Very good for this market. Their App Store conversion rate from the ads using those custom pages, an amazing 51%. Way above average. And engagement metrics looked good too. Hook rate around 40%, engage rate about 43%. People were watching and interacting.
Okay, so they nailed acquisition, getting people to download organically and through paid ads. But like anyone with an app knows, the download, that's just the starting line. The real game is keeping them engaged, using the app, and eventually, hopefully, subscribing, right? That's where product and lifecycle marketing fits in.
Exactly right. Acquisition is step one. Building a sustainable business needs retention. App Guardians' product and lifecycle marketing team came in to build what they called a retention engine, basically a system to nurture those downloads into long-term loyal users and subscribers.
Okay, tell me about building that engine. What was the first phase? Sounds like they really had to look under the hood of the app itself.
They did. Started with a deep product and UX audit. Even before launch, they meticulously went through the whole user journey inside the app. Key things they looked at. How quick and clear is the onboarding? Any friction? Signing up? Is the design consistent? Easy to use? How's the paywall experience? Pricing? Trial flow? Cancellation? They even looked at adding gamification, things to help users build training habits.
So, like, taking the app apart piece by piece from that very first open, see what works, what trips people up.
Precisely. Then phase two was event mapping and lifecycle architecture. Sounds technical, but they worked with the GBG Hoops devs to map out every action a user could take in the app using one signal. Think of it like tracking everything. watching a drill, finishing a workout, whatever. Okay. This detailed tracking lets you understand how different user groups behave, which is vital for segmenting them, understanding the funnel towards, say, subscribing. Based on that tracking, they designed three core automated message journeys. A welcome journey for new users, guide them around. A no-subscription journey to nudge free users towards paying. And an inactive journey to bring back people who've drifted off. These used a mix of push notifications, emails, in-app messages, all triggered by specific user actions or inaction.
Right. So it's understanding behavior, then sending the right message to the right person at the right time. Very personalized.
Exactly. Phase 3 was a playbook for one-off campaigns, things tied to specific events, new program launches, sales, those high-motivation training windows we mentioned, even campaigns asking happy users for App Store reviews.
Those reviews are so important for social proof and rankings.
Definitely. And finally, Phase 4 was ongoing management, watching how the campaigns perform, tweaking message frequency, content, targeting based on real data, always optimizing.
And what kind of results did they see from this really focused effort on retention and engagement?
Pretty significant impact.
Yeah.
Their push notifications saw average click-through rates over 8.5%.
Yeah.
That's really strong engagement. In-app pop-ups, often used at just the right moment. Click-throughs over 50%.
Wow.
And even their emails, which we'll get to next, had CTRs over 50% on many campaigns.
Yeah.
It all shows a really effective strategy for keeping users active and moving them towards conversion.
Now, GBG Hoops, they weren't starting completely from scratch with their audience, were they? They already had this loyal email list from their existing training brand that's a valuable asset. How did App Guardians help them tap into that community?
Yeah, that existing list was a huge advantage. App Guardians helped them build a scalable strategic email framework, specifically designed to do two things. Convert those existing subscribers into app users, and then keep those app users engaged long-term.
So not just a simple, hey, we have an app now, email blast. Much more strategic than that.
Oh, absolutely. They developed a whole strategic campaign framework, outlined 7 core campaign types, each aimed at different goals, different segments, existing app users, non-users. For each type, they defined the objectives, who to target, how often to send, monthly, quarterly, triggered, how many emails per sequence. And crucially, they provided ready-to-use templates, copy, visuals, CTAs, testimonials, the works. These covered everything from highlighting specific training programs, running limited-time offers, announcing new features, to sharing valuable content straight from the app's library.
That sounds incredibly organized, like a real system. What about how the emails actually look? Does design matter much there?
It absolutely does. App Guardians also guided them through a design refresh. Modernized the look, provided polished templates consistent with the brand, and gave guidance on best practices, where to put CTAs, layout, making sure it looks good on phones, the right image-to-text balance for deliverability, all that stuff.
And did this strategic, well-designed approach pay off? Did it help get those email subscribers into the app?
It definitely did. Emails promoting the app or specific programs saw click-through rates over 50%. Huge interest from their list.
Hmm.
And maybe even more valuable long-term, GBG Hoops now has this complete email playbook they can use themselves to support ongoing acquisition, announce new content, keep nurturing that community. It's a sustainable strategy for growth.
So when you pull back and look at the whole picture, the GBG Hoops launch, its growth,
yeah.
It clearly wasn't just luck, was it? Or one single magic bullet. It was this really carefully planned, expertly executed strategy across all these different connected areas.
Exactly. It was holistic,
mm.
data-driven, addressed every critical piece, ASO for discovery, paid media for acquisition, lifecycle marketing for retention and conversion, email for community leverage, the whole package.
And it all started way before launch day, with that early planning, really understanding their audience, their motivations, and cleverly syncing marketing with the natural rhythm of the basketball world.
That early groundwork was absolutely fundamental. This wasn't just build it and they will come. GBG Hoops took their strong brand, their community, and layered on expert mobile marketing to build something truly scalable, a thriving mobile experience. It's a great case study, really, of how a passion-driven business can make that leap into the digital space successfully.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting for me. Thinking about other businesses, maybe even individuals, who've built strong communities around shared passions, whatever that passion might be, you have to wonder, how could these kinds of integrated strategies apply to them? What are those maybe overlooked areas, you know? Those levers that, if they pulled them strategically, could unlock some serious growth, could build even deeper connections with their audiences in this digital world. What might be that unexpected key? the thing that takes a passionate community and really transforms it into a thriving, engaged digital presence. Something to think about.